What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another recap show, another reaction show of Arrow. Talking Arrow, now available on iTunes and audioboom.com. I'm not going to do it by myself, people. You know this. You know the drill. Anna B. from Australia. She does her spiel from Australia, and then I pretty much kind of like commentate over it and give my reaction. Now, it's been a minute since we've done it together. Well, she's been on point. I haven't. I've been slacking. I got a baby in the house. It's in the three-year-old. It's crazy. I always say it. I just got to let everybody know I'm on top of it. It's just crazy here. So Anna B. has been going. She's been going. Episode 12, 13, 14, 15. I think we're going to do these really fast. It's been an exciting new season, or the return of Arrow. So let's kick it off. Miss Anna B. right here. This is we're going to be talking about All or Nothing. All for Nothing, that aired February 1st on the CW. Here's Miss Anna B.
Hi, Mike. I'm back for this episode. This okay. year's been a little bit hectic for me, but Happy New Year to everybody. But I'm back for this episode at least, which was called All for Nothing with Arrow. I didn't feel there was much in this episode this week because, as it's called, it didn't really go much. It mainly focused on the vigilante, Vince, and Dinah, and their backstory, how they met. So we know that Vince is working as a double agent spying on Caden James, and she's helping Dinah and her team, and trying then to get Green Arrow to trust him so they can all work together to find this bomb, which Caden James wants to take out Star City. Mm-hmm. While he's blackmailing them with $10 million a day. If the city doesn't pay, he'll blow up.
That was a lot of money.
Blow everyone up. So we've got Felicity. She works out a plan that if to defeat Caden James, if they can hack his service. But to do that, they need to actually be at his service. So Vince goes in and he manages to get the intel to the team. But of course, as we know, Caden James is always a step ahead of everybody, and he captures him, tortures him, and because Dinah feels like they need to go in and rescue him. But this is all a ploy with James to split up the teams and their manpower. So when they all go after this bomb, those teams are split in half, which is not ideal at this time.
Hell no!
We've got Quinton. Lance, he's being followed by the Black Siren. So he believes that there's a little glimmer of hope that Laurel could still be in there with him. And so he lures her to a warehouse and shows her all these photos of Laurel. Maybe there is, maybe there's not. But from what we see later in the episode, with Vince caught by Caden James, he gets the Black Siren to blow out, to fry his brains and killing him while Dinah watches over him and dying. So, but we did see, I thought, there was a little glimmer where she didn't want to do it, like she wanted to change, but of course she had to. So she did. So I think once Quinton found that out, he's going to lose all hope there at the end of the day. So with everything, the team lost the bombs. They don't know where they went. They lost a team member, in a sense. And now Dinah is out for revenge on Black Siren. So how will Quinton take to that? But also we learn there could be still another mole within Caden James's group as a traitor. So till next week, we'll see what happens.
That's right. Now, I totally agree with you, Miss Anna B. Yeah, this episode was pretty kind of calm, considering what we've been seeing and what comes up next. But yeah, I think this was probably – listening to this again is probably – I remember the team, and I say the baby team is what they are, Curtis and Renee and Dana, however you want to pronounce her name. Anybody that's been listening to this knows that I have never been a fan of Curtis. He's just better behind the computer. And then when he tries to talk tough, it just doesn't work for me. But the other two, I was feeling for the team. But I think this is the episode where I was like, okay, yeah, this is really, this baby team is really getting on my nerves, and I really could care less what happens to them, because I'm sorry, I just could. But yeah, this Dana girl is definitely going to cause problems with Miss Laurel and Detective Lance. I agree. I'm sure there is a part of that, of the old Laurel in there. Well, part of it, or you know what I'm talking about. So there is hope. But we shall see. But yeah, this episode, pretty calm, pretty chill. So, it's one of those things. So I think that's it. If you want to listen, keep listening. We got more coming up. Also, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. Everything is there. And follow Traveler15. That's Anna B on Twitter, y'all.
Peace out.